Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, StoneParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you are doing great. We just arrived in a new town. We went out and did some street preaching today. Want to bring you a new teaching audio. We're calling this one Buying the Truth, Proverbs 23:23. Buying the Truth, Proverbs 23:23. Yeah, so a brother in South Africa, if you can imagine that, emailed me, and he asked me about this verse and what I thought it meant. He gave me some of his insight, and him and I talked, and I said, what if I do a teaching on it to share it with everybody? And he said, that'd be great. Go ahead and do it. So he's wondering about this meaning from Proverbs 23:23, buying the truth. I looked at a couple different translations, King James, Geneva, ESV. They all use the word buy. So let's take a look at this. Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth, sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. All right, so as always, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the deeper meaning of the root word, the Hebrew word. Then we're going to look at the context of this particular verse. And then we're going to look at some other scripture to help us interpret scripture. That's kind of the formula we use to get to the truth of God. This is good exegesis, exiting the truth, not eisegesis, telling you what I think it means. We're going to exit the truth here to get at the full meaning. So the first thing we're going to look at is the word buy, kona in the Hebrew. It's got a whole bunch of different words to it. Extension, to purchase, to own. It says teach, to keep, to provoke, to get, acquire, create, buy, possess, obtain, creating, redeeming, possessor, acquiring, to buy. So there's a whole bunch of different words there. So we see that the word buy or purchase is in there. But can we really buy the truth is the bigger question we need to ask to get to the meaning of this. Do you purchase it like a sandwich or a gallon of gas? Is that how you acquire truth? So using some good understanding of God's word and other scriptures, we're going to find out you can't buy the truth of God. So it can't be the word buy as we understand it. One good example is this brother mentioned, Simon, in the book of Acts, chapter 8, he offered and he said, hey, how do I buy this gift of the Holy Spirit? I like this. I'd like to have that power. And Peter didn't say, yeah, it costs this much. Peter rebuked him. The things of God aren't for sale for mammon, for money. So we can pretty much say that scripture tells us you can't buy the truth of God, not via money, regardless of what the corrupt hireling money pastors will tell you. Now, other scriptures we can use. We looked at that root word. Now let's look at some other scriptures. Jesus told us in John 16, we get the truth via the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of truth, and he teaches us all truth. So we get the Spirit via the truth, we get the truth via the Spirit. How do we get the Spirit? Via the gospel. Faith in Christ's finished work, his death, burial, resurrection, repentance to him. When God sees a willing vessel, he gives the Holy Spirit. And in holiness and obedience, we obey him and we endure. This is how wisdom comes. It's truth, and wisdom comes via the Spirit. So going back to that root word, what words can really help us get to the real meaning, okay? Let's see, by looking at the context of this chapter of Proverbs, does it help us to take some of those words we learned that word buy means? Besides buy, kona, what else could it be? Well, let's look at the context. This whole chapter, Proverbs 23, is about gaining knowledge and wisdom, and it's not teaching you to buy it like a commodity. It's teaching you to get it by making the right choices to acquire it and come to possess it. Hey, did we hear that meaning also under that Hebrew word, to acquire, to possess? We did. Here's some verses from Proverbs 23 that shows you this is how you're supposed to get it. Ready? Proverbs 23, I got a bunch of verses here. Verse 3, be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat, talking about the king's dainties. 4, labor not to be rich, cease from thy own wisdom. See how this is building on wisdom here? Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Verse 9. Verse 12. Apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears unto the words of knowledge. Teaching. He's teaching this young man how to attain truth. It's not by money. It's by actions and decisions. 19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. Choices, wisdom, experience, knowledge. This is how it's gaining. This is how he's going to gain truth. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she's old. Hey, the Bible says, honor your mother and father if they're godly people in context. That's what that means. They'll give you a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. Verse 24, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begotteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Verse 26, my son, give thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. Child, watch the parents. They've got years of experience and knowledge, which leads to wisdom. All right, remember that. Experience and knowledge leads to wisdom. Wisdom is found by applying your experiences and your knowledge to now walk in making right choices. That's wisdom, or also could be discernment. So do you see how the context of Proverbs 23 isn't about physically buying it with other mammon or some money as a commodity? It's about acquiring it, possessing it. That was those words used in that description. By making good choices, by watching others, by listening. Right? Now, this brother also mentioned Proverbs 4, 5, and 6. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of thine mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. So it's talking about getting wisdom. This is acquire. Okay, this is possess. And we're learning how do you get that through the Spirit in the New Testament, but also by making good choices, by listening to people that are ahead of you, elders, people that are more experienced in the scriptures can teach you. God gave teachers in the book of Ephesians, right? So that's something that we can seek out, we can get, we can acquire, right? James says this. I'm working through James right now, verse by verse. We just finished chapter 1, we're in chapter 2. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, go buy it. No, it doesn't say that. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Seek God. And if you're seeking God, I'm assuming you're going to be a person that's born of God via the Spirit, and the Spirit's going to teach you all truth. Isn't that beautiful? So we talked about the root word and got the real meaning behind it, and it doesn't sound like you buy it. It sounds like you acquire, possess it. We looked at some scripture comparisons, we looked at the context of Proverbs 23, and it seems to be about making good choices, listening to your elders, things like that. Now let's look at some other examples in the scriptures that show us that we can seek the things of God, and sometimes, many times, the Bible uses money or valuable things as an analogy. Did you know that the Bible talks about money in the New Testament more than any other topic, or just about as much as any other topic? I guess I've never counted it, but it talks about money a lot. And so Jesus himself used things of value, physical possession, to point to the kingdom of God. Let me prove it to you. Matthew 7:6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine. They will trample them under their feet, turn and rend you. Pearls. A pearl was something of great value. He just likened it to, that's the truth of God. Don't cast your truth of God to people that are going to trample it, right? See how he's putting a physical value to the things of God? That's kind of what Proverbs was doing. Buy truth. Didn't mean with money, all right? It's putting a physical value on something. How about this one? Matthew 13, 44 through 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure hid in a field, which when a man hath found it, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and sell all that he hath and buy the field. So you get that? So he's got a field, right? And there's a treasure hid in it, and he goes and sacrifices everything he's got to go get that. That treasure in the field is the kingdom of God, the truth, salvation, Christ, eternity. And in a sense, he did buy it, didn't he? In a way, he traded everything he had. Isn't, we'll talk about that in a minute, isn't buying just like trading? But we'll get to that in a minute. So he bought that which was like the kingdom of God, of great value. How about Matthew 13? Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, whom when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So you see that? He's trading. He's buying. He's gaining. He's possessing. He's acquiring that which is of great value. And God's word, God's truth, God's spirit is of great eternal value. Nothing's more valuable than that. So we can see that these examples of the kingdom of heaven, the truth of God, are tied to monetary things. And that's what Proverbs was doing in a sense. I think the real meaning here is buying something or getting it, then holding on to it because it has great value. So the buying is like trading your life to gain the kingdom of God, trading your ways to repent, to gain the Spirit of God through obedience. Acts 5 says he gives the Spirit to those who obey him. And the truth of God has great value, so we get it and we never let it go. Amen? Now let's talk about the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5 talks about many of them. I like to go to Ephesians 9, and it says the fruits of the Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and truth. So the Spirit brings us truth. This is how we gain truth, is via the Spirit. As we said, John 16, Jesus tells us the Spirit will teach us all truth. And the Spirit is called the Spirit of truth. 1 John 4:6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. Yeah, the Spirit of truth. Very, very important. The truth and the Spirit tied together with Christ the Father and the Word. Now, if you know anything about investing, like investing in the stock market, investors will often say this. They'll find a stock, and you know what they tell people? They say, buy that stock and never sell it. Because what's going to happen is that's a valuable stock, like an Amazon stock or a Coca-Cola stock. I'm just mentioning ones that people say are of great value and always are increasing. Buy it and never sell it, they say. And you'll make money off of it. That's their goal, is to make mammon, become rich. So God's word is like that. Acquire the truth. It's so valuable, then never sell it. Never sell it. Hold on to it. And that's what Proverbs 23 says. Remember? 23:23. Buy the truth, sell it not. It's so valuable, you get it, you're never going to sell it. I love that. So think about this too. This buying, it's the seeking to get that which we want, and we trade our own ways, time, effort, our life to gain it, do we not? I mean, think about this. We talked about it before. Isn't buying just like trading something? Hey, here's a $5 bill. I'll take those two pieces of pizza, right? So buying is a trading of something. Well, what do we trade for our faith in Christ? We're going to read about that. What does the Bible tell us we got to lose to gain? We'll get to that. So if we put this root word in play, all of those root words, we see acquire, we see possess, we see gain, that makes sense. And if we use the context of that area of Scripture, that makes sense, that it's about acquiring something through knowledge and listening to elders. Then if we use all these different contexts, examples in Scripture, how money is always used to tie close to the things of God, the truth of God, the kingdom of God, this all starts to make a lot of sense, doesn't it? I think it does. I think if you look at all of this, the root word, the context of Proverbs 23, and other scriptures that point to how God, Jesus himself, tied things of great monetary value, okay, to the things of God, I think it makes good sense to say Proverbs 20:23 isn't talking about literally buying the truth with money. It's not a bad translation per se. I think gain, acquire would have been a better word, but anyway. I think it's about seeking, getting, possessing the truth. And how do we get that? by a life of sacrifice and seeking God, Christ, via the word entering into his kingdom. What did Jesus say? Two verses, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You surrender the rest of your life. Forget all of your desires and wants. You know, the Bible says we're to be servants of Christ. I love this. What's a servant? A servant forgets his own cares and desires and lives for his master's desires. Yeah, I love that. That's what we need to be. And then there's another great verse. I mentioned this, I would cover this in a minute earlier. There's a great cost. What's the cost to have the truth, to have God, to have the kingdom? Ready? Matthew 10:39. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. That's a buying right there. What'd you do? You traded your life for life in Christ and eternal life. Remember, buying is just like training something. Here's a 20, give me the product. Here's my life, Lord. Give me your spirit, your word, and I want eternal life to be with you. Isn't that beautiful? So you lose this life to gain truth that Proverbs 23 is talking about, and that is God in Christ, in the word, and in the spirit. The Bible tells us very clearly, Jesus said it, right? You can't have two masters. Amen. So you're going to trade this life, trade everything in your life to seek after the kingdom of God. So I hope that helps you to see Proverbs 23:23 doesn't mean literally buy truth. You can't do it. I think a better rendering is gain, possess, acquire. And we do that by choices. We do that by losing our life. We do that by surrendering to God. We get the truth by the Spirit of God. And then we walk it all out. Experience and knowledge leads to wisdom and discernment, all led by the Holy Spirit of God. And that is the path to gaining this truth that we need. Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, John 4:24. And Jesus also said, John 17:17, thy truth, thy word sanctifies us. So the word is the truth, and the word sanctifies us. I hope that blesses you about Proverbs 23:23. I'm glad his brother asked about that. That's one of my favorite verses. I really like that because I used to be a buyer in the business world, and I used to be a salesman. So I'm very familiar with buying and selling, and I love that concept of buying the truth, selling it not. I believe I and Sister Amen and the saints we're united to, I think we all have bought the truth of God. How? We surrendered our lives. We threw everything else away. We lost careers, jobs, families, reputation. We lost everything to follow Christ. Buy, trade, whatever you want to call it. We lost our lives to gain eternal life with Christ. Yeah, I love that right there. Hey, we're going to leave it right there. Thanks for listening. I hope that's blessed you. I'd love to get questions from people that follow along, brothers, sisters, even strangers come along and just ask questions. We love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources. We are working our way north. We're looking at new events to do. We just street preached outside a corrupt movie event that was going on. And we will have more to come from the gospel road. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Repent. Obey the gospel. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Repent and seek him. Be born from above. Strive in the fruit of holiness and obedience in all your ways and endure in the faith. That is the path to truth, to knowledge, and to wisdom. We love you all. Till next time, the Lord lets me come back again. May God be praised.